So this talk was actually submitted by my colleague Sudhir, but he couldn't make it, unfortunately. So he told me to present it. I actually don't work on this project, so I'll try my best. So what I understand is this is a VS Code extension with which you can connect to your OpenShift cluster and you can create your projects or pods, your deployments right from the IDE. And so the VS Code, IntelliJ, and Eclipse, I think all of them uses the same core, so the IDE is supported in all the three IDEs, the extension. And here is an overview. So it provides the developer a way to create, deploy, and debug his applications directly from the IDE. So that's what the group in Red Hat does. We make in the developer tools, or we make tools to make the developer's life easier so that they don't have to jump between Windows and all. And the architecture, the extension on the back end, it uses ODO, OpenShift Do, and the OC CLI tool to actually talk to the cluster and make those changes on the cluster. And the concepts that the extension exports to the IDE are the concepts from ODO, like component and app. I mean, from the demo we can see that. So this is the workflow. Like, if you install the add-on in your IDE, in your VS Code IDE, this is what you would actually follow. You'll code your application in the IDE, and you'll push the code to debug or deploy on the OpenShift cluster. And you can have a watch option so that when you make changes to the code, it automatically deploys on the cluster, and you see the results. Okay, so this is like the basic OpenShift things. You can build in the cluster from a base image, from a Git repo, from source code using source to image building tools. Okay. The demo. So I tried the demo, but you can see the error message here. So how do you get the extension? So to get the extension, you go to VS Code Marketplace and search for OpenShift connector, this one, and you can install it. And after that, you have this OpenShift tab here. And now, so the project that I work on is CRC. It's a way to run local OpenShift cluster, 4.4.x cluster. Where's my terminal? So for the extension to talk to something, you need actually a cluster. So here I'm using a local OpenShift 4.x cluster, which is being brought up by CRC. So I hope it's running. It's running. And now I'm logged into that cluster. And so these are the projects that cluster has right now on the developer namespace. And we can verify that by OC get projects. So these are the two projects. So you can see the same thing here on the ID. And on this namespace, now I'll try to create a new component. And this new component thing comes from ODO, which is the ID is using on the background. And I need to give a name, just demo, force them. And I want it from a Git repository. So, and we need to give the context folder. This is where the code will be copied, and you'll make changes locally on that folder. Let's go to desktop. Okay. And so we have a Node.js application, which we usually use for demos. I had it in the clipboard. And let's use the head. And then you give a component name, says Node.js component. tell what component is using the version of the Node.js, and so it created, but it's not there in the cluster yet. So you have to push these changes to the cluster, and which is actually not working. Yeah. So this is like basic ODO push command. So you can do these things using the CLI tool, ODO and OC, but for developers to make their life easier, we have this extension and you can do it right from the IDE. And there are other things you can do, like in the command palette, there are other commands, like you can create OpenShift components directly from YAML files that you can push in. But yeah, I haven't really used those things, so. No, it's not gonna work. Yes, it does work. So if you have a cluster in your AWS or something, you can connect this to that cluster.
Over way, is CRC open source?
Yes.
Okay. And what hypervisor are you using on the Mac?
HyperKit.
What are you using?
HyperKit.
Okay.
I mean, you still need a Red Hat developer account to pull the images because 4.x OKD is not yet out, so.
But once OKD's finished and everything like that, it'll be effectively a build of OKD. The way of putting it, but.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the thing. Yeah. Yeah, I'm happy to answer CRC questions. Yeah. So, yeah. It's not working for me today. So. I mean, that was the extension. Maybe Sudhir would have explained it better, but yeah. This is what I could manage. Sorry about that.
Thanks.
Thank you.